Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Time for Tech Tuesday. Dan Watson from Vertec IT Services joins me. Hey, Dan.
G'day, Jizzy.
Where's that word Vertec come from?
Oh, that's a twister. well, it's a combination of truth and technology.
Like virtuous?
Veritas,
yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about as far as it goes. At some point when you're starting a company, you just have to choose a name.
Yeah,
this was easy for me because I bought into the business.
Yeah, well, it's quite appropriate for you, actually, because a lot of what you do on our Tech Tuesday is warn people about truthful and non-truthful things that they may come across on the internet and in the world of tech. And actually, you just got some good stock tips.
Oh, yes, I'm not a financial advisor, but I do subscribe to an outfit called Clare Capital. That's C-A-C-L-A-R-E, capital.co.nz. They've chuck out a newsletter on a regular basis of tech insights. And you can go there and you can go subscribe to it and view a whole bunch of the ones in the past. But there's this one that has been squirted out, and it's an unusual listing on the New Zealand Stock Exchange, where it's a company that's positioning itself as focusing on delivering AI products and services. Now, okay, fine. There's lots of stuff going on in AI. There's lots of hype, lots of buzz. And then they break it down as to where this company has come from. And it hasn't directly listed on the stock exchange. It's used an existing company that's not really all that active that sits on the stock exchange. I think it's called a reverse listing. But looking as to what it's made up of is three companies. One of them's a mail and courier service. One of it's a school for years 1 to 13 in Auckland, and an AI consultant. So And the valuation they've put on the business is quite, you know, decent, $45 million.
Right. What you're saying is there's a new business on the exchange. It's a bit of a patchwork of other entities, and it's not quite clear what the business itself is.
Yes. I think charitable way to put it might be aspirational. Anyway, so...
So are they making their money in cryptocurrency then?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, there might be ultimately an amazing transformation in how they deliver mail and courier services, because that seems to be the biggest one. They have other services in there, but I don't know. There's not really much information on their websites,
right?
That really gives you a clear handle onto how they achieve this valuation. What it reminded me of is back in the early 2000s, for those of us who are unfortunately old enough to be in our middle years, is that as soon as the internet started blowing up, any bricks and mortar business that set up a website like, you know, petfood.com got massive amounts of investment.
Yeah.
And anybody and everybody was putting out websites and then going to venture capitalists and getting stonk loads of money. Now, and ultimately it collapsed right on time with the old 9/11. And it feels like we might be seeing a little bit of this tail trying to wag the dog here as well.
Right. Yes. So the company, I've just found this one you're talking about. So it's positioned itself as New Zealand's first listed AI company. That sounds pretty good. But you're pointing out that your source... rates their value, well, officially as less than the sum of its parts, as opposed to the apparent value. So you're saying be careful.
Mm. Yes. Yes, because it's quite possible. There's a bit of a trend out there, like for the pump and dump, the hyping up of certain technologies. We saw it most recently with crypto and NFTs, where people are paying silly money, and then months later, it's worth nothing. If the especially if the people who make money are the first people to sell the items, right?
Yeah,
I think there's always a bit of caution in there, and like I know with my business, it really is. You know, it takes a lot of work to drive real business value, to build up an organization which would be investable to outsiders, right? And I think by tacking on a few buzzwords, people can be blinded by it if they don't really understand what's going on there. I'm not saying this is complete bullshit. There might actually be something really amazing in here. I'm just not seeing it yet.
Yeah.
Right? So,
The other hand, lots of people out there may have friends or family who got into, for example, Bitcoin at an early stage and currently mm-hmm. crowing about how much money they've made. And there's this kind of a bit of a fear of missing out around some of these very fast moving and not well understood tech properties.
Yes. And for every one of for every Bitcoin, there's thousands of ones that were copycats that went to zero.
Yeah.
And a very few people made money, and a lot of people lost significant amounts of their life savings. And in some cases, if you're an uninformed or investor taking a punt, right, you're not diversified, this might be all of your savings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know, like anything, ask experts.
Yeah.
Because right? They'll give you better advice.
Thank you.
It's worth it just for going to that website and checking out things there, because there you can start to self-educate as the kind of things that the experts look at and try and understand what's most important when assessing opportunities for investments, especially in technology.
So to some more everyday tech advice, Dan, you've got a new keyboard.
Oh, yeah. We've got this Logitech, was it MK950? It's a really neat little slimline package. The key thing about it is it's designed to work for, there's a lot of people working from home, and there's a lot of people who can consult, right? Now, they might be provided with a work laptop, but the work environment or the work policies may be that no personal stuff happens on that device because mm-hmm. they want to keep the information security nice and tight.
Yeah.
With this MK950, you can Bluetooth connect to up to three computers.
Oh, yeah.
And then at a touch of a button, flick between the mouse and keyboard on them. So keeping nobody's like at my office, I've got a nice big desk. I can spread out and have things out there. But, at home, it's a bit more pokey. You don't have space for, you don't want multiple keyboards and cables all over the place. This keeps it nice and tight. You can just have your work setup screen on one side, your personal laptop. You could have a third one if you wanted to go there. And you can just quickly boop, flick between them.
Where's the switch?
Very handy. Oh, it's just kind of up on that on part of the keyboard above, like the insert home and page up keys, that kind of thing. There's just a little top.
Yeah, and is it hard to set up?
Easy, yes. Which is neat. It's just another way of like if you're in a business, you want to make life easier for people, provide one of those and keep things nice and tight, less confusing for people too. What's the other thing about it? Oh, I mean, we're using it in the office where we set up multiple laptops at a time, and just to conserve space on our guys' desks and make it easy for them to, press next on the next laptop as you're going through all the setup procedures for building out for a business. Just a neat little thing to do.
Yeah.
Also, quiet
clicking and quiet typing, which is quite handy if you're on a Zoom and you want to be doing some work without the other person knowing. You can type away in the background.
Yeah. Well, I've seen my wife and my mother-in-law typing away on keyboards, and if they've got long enough nails, nothing's going to make it quiet.
Good stuff, Dan. Hey, thanks for the recommendation, and great to chat to you as always.
No worries, mate. Have a good one.
Dan Watson, Vertec IT Services, for our Tech Tuesday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.